We really want to give you the sense of the becoming, the becoming, the becoming, because the entire universe is established for eternal becomingness. You could accurately say that the contrast that so many humans think they would like to do without is literally the stuff that puts the eternalness in eternity. Because if it were not for that contrast, expansion would not happen. And the source within you always rides the rocket of expansion and stands as the culmination of all that you are. That which you are before you were born, that which you have become now that you're in this body, that which this life experience of contrast has given birth to, the culmination, the leading edge, furthermost place of that which you have become. So we call this gathering the art of allowing. And what it really means is allowing me in my human form to be up to speed with what life has caused me to be. Allowing me to be in vibrational alignment with the fullness, with the wholeness of all that I am. And the better you feel, the closer you are to that. The worse you feel, the further you are from that. You can't really get very far from it, because even if you pinched yourself off with negative thoughts of doubt and worry and fear and despair for a long time, maybe even your whole life, even if you did that in the moment of your reemerging back into physical in what you call the death experience, we like to call it the croaking experience. We like to be as disrespectful of death as we can be, since there is no such thing. When you withdraw your attention from this physical time-space reality and you reemerge into that which you truly are, you get right up to speed with all that life has caused you to be, and you feel the elation of that expanded beingness. This Art of Allowing workshop is about you figuring out how to, day by day, moment by moment, really thought by thought, get into vibrational alignment with the expanded version of you. And the reason that that is so important is because if you don't stay up to speed with what life has caused you to become, you don't feel good. You're not living the life you intended to live. You're sort of, if you will forgive the bulky analogy, like a two-headed monster, and we just want both heads to get going in the same direction. When the source within you is loving you and you are mad at you, you're tearing yourself apart. When the source within you is loving that which you have called your enemy, and in fact would never find anyone to be enemy-like or worth condemning, when the source within you is loving whoever it is you're focused upon, and you're hating them or fearing them, you're tearing yourself apart. When the source within you knows your worthiness and you don't, you're tearing yourself apart. When you are critical of yourself or anyone and source isn't, you tear yourself apart. When you doubt, source doesn't. When you fear, source doesn't. When you hate, source doesn't. In other words, the source within you is pure positive energy, and the closer you get to that, the better you feel. In fact, in that direction, you feel ease. When you don't do it, you feel dis-ease. So, positive emotion means me in my physical body right now, by virtue of whatever it is I'm giving my attention to, have found vibrational alignment with source energy. And under those conditions, if you hold steady in those kinds of thoughts, you thrive. But if you are consistently worried or angry or fearful, if you are watching CNN and believing what they're telling you, if you're holding yourself in vibrational alignment with the idea that you are not in control of your own experience, if you are being brought to a place of feeling no power, then you are holding yourself consistently in a vibration of separation. That's too strong of a word, but we want to make the point. Of separation from who you really are. And under those conditions, you will not continue to thrive. You are source energy. And there is this wonderful buffer of time between the thought that you think and what actually manifests, because after all, you're not only offering a vibration based upon what you're thinking right here, this red hot minute, you are offering a vibration about who you really are. Are you getting a sort of sense of this duality? You are source energy who is in a physical body and therefore allowed to think and expand. When you are thinking thoughts that are in alignment with the way Source sees it, when you're looking at life through the eyes of Source, you love the life you see and you thrive within it. But if you find things to fuss and worry about, and you do it consistently, then you begin to activate vibrations within you that consistently do not allow the fullness of the energy that is really you. And under those conditions, you don't feel so good. Now, you can blame everyone under the sun for the negative emotion you feel. You can blame your mate. You can blame your children. You can blame your parents. You can blame your government. In fact, you can blame anybody that you choose. But we want you to know that no one is responsible for this vibrational gap between you and you other than you. You have total empowerment to do something about closing that gap. We acknowledge there are rascals out there that drive you nuts. We acknowledge that there are pieces of contrast that when you look at them make you feel like you want to pull all of their hair out and maybe yours too. But we want you to understand that you've got to get control of your thoughts without demanding that they do something different. When they need to do something different, you're asking for a very conditional love. You're saying, those conditions please me, but those don't. So those conditions that don't please me need to be changed so that I can be pleased. And isn't that the basis of most parental control? Isn't that the basis of most governmental control or even most religious control? Those conditions don't please me. What are the odds, do you think, that this source energy that man calls God, all-powerful, would really need to say, need to change those conditions so that I can be pleased? We want you to understand that that which man calls God and that which we know as source has got this figured out and does not need your compliance in order to feel good. That would be a pretty limpid God, in our opinion. If God were really to say, I want to feel good, but you are not pleasing me. Therefore, I do not feel good, and therefore, I will blow you all up. I will give you one more millennium to comply. And if you continue to displease me, dysfunctional God that I seem to be, and we are wanting you to understand that that which is source energy is always pleased because that which is source energy understands the whole cycle of things, knows the eternal expansion, and knows the well-being nature of all that is. But you, in your physical form, you can use any excuse in the world to not be in vibrational alignment with who you are. And as you choose thoughts that source does not choose, you feel rotten. And then you run around and you're feeling rotten and you say, I feel rotten. You need to stop doing that and you need to stop doing that and you need to stop doing that. And we say, what you are really wanting to do is to discover the freedom that only comes in unconditional love. The freedom that comes in aligning with the source within you and looking at the world through the eyes of source. And when you do, you feel worthy. And when you do, you feel and are love. When you do, you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You are the powerful creative genius that you are. You are the extension of source. You are the physical human embodiment of source. And you are then and only then living the life that you intended to live when you came forth into this physical body.